forward to the computer. Okay, so we can start whenever you want to.
Hi, so excited to do Flow Connect Create. What is this? Is it the fifth or the fourth? I'm not even sure.
I'm just gonna stop you there and then we're gonna like go back and do that again because you said Flow Connect Create.
No, shit.
Another event that we love to do and we share with everybody. So, Layla, what's today's podcast about?
Oh my God. Today's podcast is about saying yes to the universe, saying yes to life. You know, I recently did a Reels, which you probably saw. You know, it was just saying that I don't have the energy of saying no, or, you know, getting into arguments, or just energy of just being in a negative environment, or just taking part in anything that could be negative. It's just, you know, from the beginning, just having a saying yes to life and universe energy, and just allowing that energy to just do its thing. So it's... I don't know. I don't even know if I should say this, but yeah, it's kind of like a hell yes. Yes.
It's a hell yes. And I love that. So I'm going to share with you now, if we can make this work. It will be difficult for the people listening, but maybe for the video, we can make this work, because your reel was so amazing. And I thought I had to show you this move, this posture, which actually can turn into a movement as well, but I don't think we've got enough space for that. So let me just show you, which is actually called, well, it has a few names, but the first one, the main name is Enthusiasm Pose.
Yes.
But it can also be Hell Yeah, all sorts of yes. So, I don't know if you can see, but yes. What I'm gonna do is one leg forward, slightly bent, and the other leg, the heel comes off the ground. Okay, you're gonna do this with me in a second, and then our arms go back, our shoulders go back, our head goes up, not really seeing and we are just in absolute joy, saying yes to everything. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Our eyes could be rolling back, you know, it's that powerful. Yes. And then we can move with it as well, jump with it, and even swap legs and start moving around the room.
it can turn into a plaything. Like, it reminds me of like when you're a child, the thing you automatically end up doing, you know, like,
yeah,
just with joy and just leaping. Oh my God, I love that.
You just said that key phrase, jumping for joy. That is exactly how it feels, and you feel so good immediately. It's you can't not.
Just doing that right now with you and talking about this is actually putting me on a on a really exciting mood, you know, like an enthusiasm, you know. I think it works. It really does work. I think we should definitely do that more often whenever we feel, especially was it yesterday, the day before yesterday, I've just been feeling a little bit low with energy, and it's not, you know, we do get days. This has picked me up, and the yes thing has picked me up. It's really good. I'm going to try and do that. I remember for those moods when I'm not feeling my joy, I can just slip into yes.
To get out of bed too, yeah. Mornings, to try to just say yes to the day. Let's just
Yes, absolutely. Especially in the morning when our minds are very clear and we are fresh, we are ready to start the new day. You know, it's like a new page. Honestly, it feels like that every day. So, yeah, I definitely would recommend saying that in the morning. I'll try and do it tomorrow for sure. Yes. And what's up after I do it, I'm like, yay.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, see what kind of day you have by just starting it off like that. So I'm going to put that to the listeners and just challenge yourself, you know, maybe do it for a few days and just see how you feel and see how your day is. And that's the thing, because just starting the day off on a light note, and a positive note, yeah, have a trickle effect for the entire day.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing as a meditation, if that's what you normally do to quieten your mind, actually, especially if you're in a habit of meditating, which I am, and I believe, Amy, you are as well. We do that. And I feel if I don't meditate in the morning or during the day, whenever I can catch, the meditation, I feel like that day kind of goes like without plans. It feels like I'm a bit confused. Like there's something that I was supposed to do and I didn't do it. And it feels like there's just something missing. It honestly feels like the thoughts keep coming and my mind is busier because I didn't really quieten my mind. And I think that's really helpful. It's the same thing in a way. Start the day with something, either a movement, a dance, in this case, you know, that yes, saying yes, yeah, taking faith or jumping with joy, you know.
Meditation in bed. I like to meditate in bed, or do I like to do some kind of healing set, any meditation in bed, and then you can get up and
yeah.
That's a nice way of doing it. There's all different ways. I was showing a client this the other day, and she's a teacher, and she's saying she's going to do it around her, get the children to do it with her at school in the class. And it's a very child-friendly move to do. And like you were saying about when you say yes, you are sometimes saying no. So sometimes saying no all the time can actually be quite, you can actually feel quite negative in yourself, and it can make you feel almost quite low. It's good to say no and have that strength and that power in you to know you can say no to things. But by switching it and flipping it to what you, with the real, and saying yes instead to what you want rather than what you don't want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like it's declaring to the universe again and again and being clear about that, you know, saying, yes, this is what I want. Yes, I want joy. Yes, I want more of movement. Yes, I want more of love. Yes, I want more of this, whatever it is, you know. Oh, I love that. Absolutely.
Well, it's always listening. And I think we're so, in our minds, we're so used to saying what we don't want rather than what we do want. We're asking for what we want. So, yeah, let's all try this and see how it goes.
Yeah, for sure.
Wonderful. So, shall we share a little bit more about our next Flow to Connect event?
Yes. Yes, our next event is actually going to be, it's still within the first week. It's going to be on the 3rd of April. Usually we have it on the first of every, on the first Saturday of every week, but this time around we're just going to have it on the 3rd of April, which is falling on a Sunday. That's when we're both available. So I really hope that you can all come and join us, Flow to Connect. It would be really awesome to have you there. You probably know what Flow to Connect is all about at the moment. I think we've done a few of this podcast sharing what we both do, Amy and I. But today we wanted to kind of just explain to you basically what to expect out of doing the shake movement, yoga nidra, reconnecting healing energy. So Amy, if you could start, can you just tell us a bit more details about the benefit of shake and movement and yoga nidra?
Absolutely, yeah. So shaking, I mean, those that have experienced it may have already felt this, but we are releasing old emotional energy from within our bodies and deep within our bodies. And we do this by just making the movement happen. And when we release and let go of all this old stuck energy, and this could be not even our own energy, it could be obviously our own, but also other people's energy that we pick up as well. We don't even realize sometimes we pick up the environment around us. So if I shake it all off, we just let it all out and get rid of it. And then because then we then go into this beautiful flow movement, this slowing down kind of relaxation stage, we are then allowing in and flowing into kind of a newness, like a freshness, and more positive energy into our being, our whole being. And it also relaxes the body as well. You know, you can actually feel the shoulders, you know, relax. You mentioned this at the event the other day, actually, Layla, how sometimes you can feel quite tight when, not you, but any people when they haven't really experienced this.
Yes, that's what I actually noticed was that whenever we do the class with Amy and when she starts us off into the shape, especially when somebody's new and doing this for the first time, they're usually like really tight, you know, and you can tell they're heavy and they want to shake more, but they're not able to because the body starts off really being stiff because this is our usual, you know, we're always composed and we're always, you know, we're in a work environment. We're always composed and whatever is happening to us, we, based on our reaction, whatever, we're always uptight like this. So I noticed that. And in fact, I compared it to when I first joined a class with you the first time ever. I was the same, you know, and I'm usually someone who is a bit flexible and, you know, moves their body doing yoga, whatever. But during your class, because we're putting the focus in shaking, it really felt like, what am I doing? Like, this is something new to me. Like, I don't concentrate on shaking one part of my body. And it was a bit stiff. And I was like, okay, it's because I'm doing this for the first time. And yeah, exactly. And then later on, oh my God, my body knew what to do once I got used to the movement and I did it again and again. And I was like, now I was looking forward to it. My body is shaking before we even start the class sometimes.
It's already going. It's so true. We are not used to this movement, even though when we're children, we would have shaken a lot and for fun and or for crying or what have you, you know, letting out some kind of emotion, shaking. Yeah. It. And if we, as an adult, if we cry quite a lot, our bodies will shake as well. So we just don't know that we can actually use this as a really good positive tool to release this energy inside of us. So that's why I love to shake. It's literally my favorite thing. I discovered it, actually, I can tell you how I felt about it. Is I was doing Kundalini. And the teacher just did this shaking part to it. I'd never heard of it before. I didn't know what it was. She mentioned Osho. I love him now, but that's for another podcast. And it was just a movement. And I did it. And as soon as we started doing it, I knew I loved it. You know, it just made me feel good. It made me feel so relaxed. And we, you know, just everything. Nervousness, you know, shyness, all that kind of feelings that I definitely have inside of me, everything just got released and, you know, let go of, and it was wonderful. So that's why I went back to it and kept going back to it, and then produced this myself, this shake and flow routine that we do. And the other thing that we can really help with is it does really help clear the mind of the clutter that we have inside of it, like the overthinking monkey mind that we have. It kind of just clear that out, making room again for this new ideas, kind of creative thoughts to enter. I love to say, if you want to stop thinking, start shaking.
Yes, I love that. I absolutely love that. And that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because you are thinking, your body's moving, and you're kind of putting the attention where that is, you know, and you're just going with it, and it's completely nothing. You're not worried about anything. You've just completely surrendered to the moment. And once you start shaking, it is really hard to stop, you know. So yeah, absolutely, the mind, thoughts, even though in the background, you know, our mind is still working through, it really feels like you're not focused. Your mind isn't there. Or the energy or focus or attention isn't there. Your body is taking over, and it's really brilliant.
It's quite freeing, you know, it really is quite freeing. And the energy, you know, we should mention energy. Obviously, you're going to talk about energy too, but all of this does relate to energy. Everything that we do in our practices you know, you may feel things in your hands, in your arms. This is usually when we stop, because we go into that kind of pause. And a lot of, I've had clients that have said, I've never felt like this before. I mean, what is this? You know, I've never had this tingling sensation. And it is.
Body, yeah. That's our energy. That's our prana, life.
Chi, absolutely. But you know, when we do these, when we do move in life and work out, we don't really stop to really pay attention to what's happening inside of our bodies. And that's what we do with our practice. It's all about attention and awareness.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I like to think of it really as like a bit of a reset of the mind, body, and spirit, really.
Yeah.
Lots of joy. It can bring lots of joy as well. Yoga nidra. I really wanted to share a few misconceptions that people have about it. And I wrote a blog on this a while ago, and I'll share the blog in our Facebook group as well. But so I just wanted to go through a couple of things and then I'll hand it over to you. But first of all, Layla, when did you come across yoga nidra? When was the first time you experienced it?
First time I experienced a yoga nidra was actually, I came across a yoga nidra meditation online on YouTube. It was shared in one of my groups. And I was like, okay, so for me, the way I understood it was it's a meditation that you can actually use for sleep. And I think it's, you know, it just helps you out. And because I also do yoga and the yoga nidra part, I didn't even know what nidra meant. But to me, automatically, I knew it was a meditation. So I did a couple of times online. And then, of course, I connected with you, Amy, and I actually did a live one. My first one was with you, actually, first time. I remember telling you, oh, yeah, I've done it once, but it was like through a meditation on YouTube.
Which is when most people would have experienced it from, or maybe at the tail end of a yoga class sometimes, but usually quite a short version of that. So that I'm going to then share one of the biggest myths, which is that it's only for sleep. So a lot of you go to YouTube, like you said, and there are so many recordings, and they are usually suggesting that it does induce sleep, which it does help with a great night's sleep. There's no doubt about that. And obviously doing it beforehand, before going to sleep, is very wonderful. However, that's not really what it's all about. You know, nidra does mean sleep in Sanskrit, but when we're doing yoga nidra, we're actually going in between the state of being awake and asleep. So you're in that in-between sleep stage. And the aim actually isn't to fall asleep. The aim is to stay with awareness and the deep layers that we go through. It's almost like an exploration of the consciousness.
Wow.
We go deep, deep, deep. And, you know, we can become more present and aware as we go deeper and deeper. And, you know, a deep actual practice can make you feel re-energized, motivated, and focused, which is not really something you want just before you go into bed. So I always suggest that if you are going to do a yoga nidra for sleep, use one that's specifically for sleep.
Right.
Because there are just so many others that we can, that you are so much more lively, you know, can be quite lively with.
Right. And it is a guided meditation. So basically you guide people along, you know, along the way into a deeper state, correct?
So yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And this is where we go into another myth busting, is that it's just another meditation. Actually, it isn't just another meditation. It's so much more than that. You know, traditional meditation, you sit, a lot of people sit up, mm-hmm. you're concentrating on your seated position, and your aim is to really quieten the mind. You're also maybe focusing your awareness on a single point as well. But with yoga nidra, as you quite rightly said, it's a guided meditation which takes you deep into the layers of awareness, which just can't be achieved in meditation when you're in your waking state, because you have to get deeper to be able to go to those deeper layers, because we don't get to those layers in consciousness, not really.
I love the fact that you use the word exploration, because I think that really fits in this, because when you're in that deep state and somebody's guiding you to explore specifics, you know, like to maybe get into your subconscious and maybe try and release something, you know, some things actually during that state, some things come into your presence, you know, and you're like, wow. So, and that's when you do a guided meditation with Amy, I mean, the one you do normally, you always say, just be aware of what you smell and taste, and also be aware of what you're feeling and what comes to you. And that's very interesting, because it is exactly what you said. It's like exploring consciousness, you know, and what you receive from your subconscious into your consciousness. And you're now focusing on that the thing that's been reflected in that state. So it's really, it's quite interesting, really interesting.
So true what you just said. And that's another myth, is that people may think that yoga nidra is just a relaxing meditation. But it does, as you said, get you to these deep points in our soul sometimes. And emotions and thoughts and feelings could come up. But, you know, and it's up to you. You don't have to work with them. You know, that's one of the reasons we go to the sanctuary, because you can go back to this wonderful, happy place. But also, it's a really great learning tool. You know, we can use it for our own personal growth, our spiritual growth, and emotional regulation as well, self-regulation as well. And, you know, we do feel incredibly boosted after, but you can also feel quite deeply impacted. Yeah, so it's very powerful meditation. And I love sharing it. It was actually... when I experienced it, I was blown away by it all, and myself, and just the feelings and everything that went with it, and the fact that somebody can just say something and you can feel it, and that can actually happen. You know, the power of suggestion. It was quite incredible, and just the relaxed state. It felt like everything coming together for me in a meditation. This is just why I love it so much. Yeah, I suppose I should mention that this has yoga in the name. Lots of people think that it is a yoga class, and we've even had that experience ourselves.
Few people actually come book our other Flow Connect Create, the other workshop that we do with Khaled, who's amazing. A few of them actually thought that we were good. They were like, are we doing yoga?
Yeah.
Even though we were, you know, we shared what yoga nidra meant, and they were told that it's actually a meditation, you know, they assumed it being yoga. It's just the name.
It's the name, and it's the word, and it's what's associated. And I mean, gosh, in Dubai, yoga is everywhere. But you know, the actual word yoga, a lot of people don't know this, actually means union. Union. Yes, in Sanskrit. So, you know, it's union. So it's union of our mind, our body, and our spirit. One. So that's a really big myth that people think it's yoga. And just one thing to share about the yoga comparison is that if people do yoga and then they enjoy the shavasana at the end, when you get to lay down after that hard work that you've done, yoga nidra is almost like a cheat's way. You know, it gets to that amazing shavasana state immediately. Yeah, so it's quite awesome. And
that's my favorite pose at the end of it. Shavasana, and just connecting to your body, quietening everything down, and just, oh my god, just the resting phase. It's like, oh, I can't wait for this.
Totally. So the best thing about yoga nidra is you get to lay down, get yourself on the pillow, get comfy and cozy in the blanket. It's wonderful. And one last thing just to very quickly add is that one thing that does come about from it is, because we do go into this deep conscious state, this like alpha state, this almost dreamlike state, you know, people do have some incredible lucid dreams from it, you know, usually from a regular practice. And if you do like dreams and you like paying attention to dreams, and you know, I love dreams. I love what they can show us. Yeah, the messages that come. This is a really great practice to do. My dreams recently have been mental, like off the charts, but in a good way. In a good way.
Yeah. Wow, that's really interesting. Thank you for sharing that. I love that you were myth busting today. You know, just it is all important information, obviously, and clarity. Just sharing clarity around the practice. Thank you for that. So I'm gonna speak about reconnected healing energy. I actually wanted to talk about what people expect. So obviously a lot of people have experienced Reiki, and I always at the beginning of any session, or even when the events that we do with Amy, I always tell them that it is similar to Reiki. But I will say it is similar in the sense it is an energy healing modality. It is a type of an energy healing modality. And Reiki has been there since ancient. So a lot of people are comfortable in trying out Reiki because it's been there, you know, people they know have tried it. Reconnective healing energy is new, it's been in existence for the past 30 years. You might not have heard of it, but the energy overall is, you know, life force energy, you know, that energy that we are all a part of and that the universe is made of, or, you know, the life, that's what energy is, connecting to the source of life, you know, and that could mean different things for different people. So that could mean God, that could mean love, and that could mean if you are, you know, into science and you want to know, you know, what energy is, that could mean what scientifically energy means for you is that we are all connected, you know, and each and every human being has an energy biofield that's surrounding us. And we could even talk about particles, how two particles, they might be close to each other or even be on top of one another, but they're not really touching, or they're not really, they're each being in their own space, you know, dancing in their own space, but we can't see it with the naked eye. You know, so if you want to go in that route, that's really, it's really what is comfortable for you to understand what energy is all about. It's a huge topic, obviously. Reconnective healing energy is a return to wholeness, you know. So I, as the healer, or as the conduit, I like to use the word conduit because I'm opening myself up to receiving that energy and connecting it to your energy field. So the thing that I wanted to talk about was about the expectation. A lot of people, I don't like to talk about too much about what the energy is all about, or give you a lot of information what to expect out of the energy, saying, oh, you know, you're gonna feel lighter, you're gonna feel joy, you're gonna feel love, and you know, you're gonna feel this, you know, if you had a physical discomfort in your body, the energy goes there and you will automatically feel a relief. All this is correct. All this is something you will definitely might feel and it might do for you. But I like to point out that each and everyone is different. I like to point out the experience for each and everyone is different when you come into contact with this energy field. I feel it, based on the experience that I've had with this energy and with others who've come into contact with it, Amy will also share if she feels too. I find that it is really different in the sense, it really depends on which stage in our lives we are at. It really depends on which healing stage we are at. It also depends on a lot of things, a lot of factors, you know. So for some, they're open to it. So I always say that the more open you are to this, to experiencing stuff, it's like what we started with in the conversation, this podcast today was saying yes, you know, saying yes also implies being open.
Yes.
Everything. But, nobody will want to be open to something bad, but what we mean is being open to something good that you know will come through for you, you know, so you're just opening yourself up to that. So if you're open to this energy, and it matches your this energy matches that openness, and it really will do a lot of things for you, you know, and all those things that it's targeting, maybe physically, emotionally, spiritually, it may just connect to you and you will feel its impact almost instantaneously. Why? It's because you actually allowed yourself to receive what was meant for you, what that energy unlocked for you, you know. So someone will feel that way, that, oh, you know what, I had this energy that was dancing in my chest. And you know, I could feel it, something coming out, and I'm feeling so much lighter now. And I'm actually feeling like this overwhelmment of joy or love. And I'm like, you know, bubbling and giggling. And it's like, I've never felt anything like it, like that before. So someone can share that kind of feeling and experience, because they were open and they allowed themselves to open, and it somehow, that's their experience. But on another level, someone else will be like, oh, okay, I was supposed to feel the energy. And usually when this energy comes into contact with you, you feel the eye registry, the same sensations that Amy was talking about when you're doing energy or even a movement or anything, you know, when you're in stillness and you realize.
I get the eyes bad. Yeah.
Your eyes flickering, your tingling or goosebumps, or you feel hot, cold, warm. It's just an energy movement in your body. It just means that you've come into contact with an energy body, you know. So yeah. So for others, they will feel, you will feel this registries a lot of it. Your hand moving, you may feel it more, but you will also feel the experience more, or you may not feel anything at all. You may not feel the eyes flickering, you may just feel this deep rest, like Shavasana was in a Shavasana position, because the healing is the same way with the yoga nidra, where you have to just lie down, you know, your hands beside you, legs slightly apart, and you know, just comfortable, closed eyes.
I love that habit. Yeah, exactly. Lay and let it happen.
It happened, exactly. And then, you know, you will feel restful. So for some, it's like, oh, I was just resting, you know, I didn't really feel anything, there's nothing to share, because I didn't see anything, I didn't feel anything. And that's absolutely fine. It doesn't, when you don't feel anything, it doesn't really mean that nothing is happening, you know. It may not be happening for you in that moment, but I always say that once you come into contact with this energy, and I've seen that for myself, and I've experienced that for myself and for others. I love to check up on people a day or two or a week, you know, and I just ask them how they're feeling and how they're doing. And usually some of them really say, oh, okay, you know what, I actually feel different because I was doing this today, and something I was able to see, there was a high awareness on a situation. So, you know, the energy obviously increases your awareness, but that awareness may come after some time, or it may come immediately for some. So it's quite different. I just wanted to highlight that, you know, the benefit is all the same in terms of, you know, with any practice that you do, whether it's a shake, yoga nidra, you know, we do have a combined benefit, which is similar, you know, you get heightened awareness. You feel lighter, you feel, you know, you feel joy and relaxed, and just, I don't know, you can add, Amy, what is your experience in overall?
From reconnective energy healing, I mean, obviously I've experienced it a few times now, and every single time I will say it has been different. There are no 2 days, times are the same, which is amazing. And going back to what you said at the beginning, about how you, what you bring in with you, what you bring with you to that actual moment. You know, one of the reasons we love doing the combined practices is to have that kind of lead into it, to have people open. But you know, that doesn't have to be like that on a one-to-one or things like that. But you know, it all depends how our day's gone or how morning. You know, everybody is unique, everybody's different, everyone's going through their own thing in life. And so they will experience something a little bit different from this. And what I But my love is just, you know, just share whatever it is. It could be anything. It could be something so small. Exactly. But actually that small thing can be really powerful.
Exactly. But I also feel in the sharing, because that whatever came up for you, it just brought it to the light, to the surface. And you're like, yeah, I was thinking about this. It may not mean anything, but talking about it or you declaring it in that moment kind of gives you the clarity of what it is. Yeah. And in that energy moment, whenever a client shares in our group, you know, it kind of leads to something else. Maybe it might be something somebody else wants to hear, and it will give them clarity because of the collective energy as well. It's just, it's always useful. Yeah. And it's just always helpful to say it out loud, because it just clarifies, and also just, I don't know, there's a magic with declaring what you said, you know, however small, just whatever comes to your mind, just whether it's a word or an image or whatever, just to share it, because
so many people think like, oh no, I can't share that, or you know, that's not the right thing to say, or that can't be right. But actually, one of the best things about these practices is that nothing is wrong, nothing is right or wrong. You know, it could be anything. It could have been, like you said, a thought. It could be even like a reminder to do something, or it could be an amazing creativity. It can be very profound, and it can be something very everyday. You know,
yeah, that's another thing. It could be a subtle energy. It could really be the smallest feeling or the smallest thing, like you're saying, and you may not even. You know, you may not even, you may want to share it, and you say it out loud and it helps you to clarify, but the whatever you take out of the collective experience, it may end up actually being such a subtle change that for you to integrate it and see it, it may require some time. Yeah. So for you to go and then, you know, days later, you're like, oh my God, you know, yeah. Because of what you did, because of taking part in Flow Connect, you know, because of doing these practices, it actually will kind of, either way, you will gain. There's nothing to lose. There's only gain, for sure. Absolutely. That time you've taken to coming and you know, that time that you've taken for yourself to joining this practice is just wonderful.
I love that. I love that. Come join Flow to Connect. There's nothing to lose. Yes. Again, nothing to lose. I love that. Apart from maybe some old emotions, we'll let them go.
And it's all free. It's all free of charge. You know, it's a way of contributing to this amazing collective evolution time, and it's a way of sharing our beautiful energy with you and our gifts. You know, I believe each and everyone comes with a beautiful gifts in this world, in sharing. That's how we. That's how we grow, and that's how we help each other. So definitely come join Flow Connect Creative.
Amazing.
Good to have you there. And yeah, you get to meet us. Yeah, we laugh and dance and also joke a lot between me and Amy. It's like you may not get the same Layla and Amy. You will get
very different. A bit like the healing energy, the practices. Any time will be different. Okay, on that note, let's say goodbye. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Flow to Connect. And hope to see you there.
Say yes to live, don't forget.
Yes.